What's up, folks? I'm Wazis Miller.
Whoa.
And that's Ninja Steve.
Hey, y'all.
You are live in the Thought Hour After Dark.
Dude, you are beyond live, dude. You are, like, screaming straight to the nugget.
In different time dimensions.
Yeah, can you hear me? Because I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Can you hear this over here?
Hey, and that guy in Greenville, Wisconsin, I don't care. I don't appreciate that tone of voice.
Yeah, Greenville. Okay. Why don't you simmer down a little bit?
All right.
Hey, Firecracker, why don't you simmer down?
Yeah, I can hear you out there talking smack, and we don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
This is a good episode here, folks.
This episode will take care of you and make you happy.
Yeah, we have a champion coming in today.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We are champions ourselves, but when we bring champion guests into the studio, you know it's gold for you.
Yeah, it's all gold. It's like, it's beautiful.
It's like that time I was sitting in an ER and I saw a man's arm that had a syringe drawn right onto it and it said, solid gold dope fiend.
Yeah. You know,
it's changed my life.
It can change people's lives.
It really can.
Things have changed over the course of this show. You know, lives have been affected. Dramas have been dramatic.
People have taken a great fall.
Comedies have been comedied.
Mm-hmm.
Horror has been horrorized.
Laughs have been shared.
Yes. You know,
and people have been on the ground.
There's been action.
There's been packed action.
There's been suspense.
Definitely.
There's been a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But there's more to come.
There's always going to be more to come, because when you are in a dark vortex of thought as a left field enthusiast, take pride, hashtag that. It's real.
Yeah. You could hashtag things, or you could backslash things.
You can. You can. You can be found either way.
Yeah. You could knit. You could dibble. You could dabble. You could, you could rizzle, you could razzle.
You can, and even dazzle.
Yeah.
Bejazzle.
You could be like Orko from He-Man and have no legs.
Oh.
And float. You know? What does his face look like? I want to know.
You know what I always wondered about?
What?
Inspector Gadget.
Yeah?
What's that guy doing over there?
Who? Dr. Claw?
Yeah, what is he doing over there? He's got that cat.
Well, he is constantly stroking a pussy.
He
is. That is the truth.
He is. He likes to stroke pussy. And you know why he does that? Because he's a Battle Cat Racing fan, as am I.
Yeah, and I am too as well.
Yes.
You know, I am wearing my authentic 1987 legendary Bull Battle Cat Superstar International Tokyo Dome Show, where I got to check that out, you know.
That was the greatest event of all time.
1986 Battle Cat International Show at the Tokyo Domies.
Cats raced for bays.
Yeah, you know.
It was insane.
Yeah, it's 1 million laps.
Yeah. It was a complete Michael Bay film.
Yeah, basically.
Directly.
Yeah.
It was probably how he was crafted. That happened, that event happened, and a laser beam shot right into a woman's vagina, impregnating her and making Michael Bay.
Yeah.
That's your life, Michael
Explosions.
Bay. Be proud of it.
Yeah. You know?
And that's what Battle Cat Racing does to me. I mean, I just lose control.
Yeah.
Because it's the greatest sport of all time. Battle Cat Racing, folks, if you have not taken the time to appreciate such a great sport,
you haven't taken the time.
No.
You need to. And if you haven't, shame on you.
Exactly. Shame, shame, shame on you.
Double shame.
Yeah.
All right? As you can tell, I'm rubbing my finger in a shame motion.
He's been so shamed by your lack of knowledge of Battle Cat Racing.
Yeah.
And understanding to take the time that greats have come to this show. And that's why this show is happening today, because greats have been lost.
Yeah.
But you know what? Sometimes greats have been found as well.
Yeah, I mean, great things happen. You know what I mean?
I found a knife in a grate one time.
A knife in a crate or a knife in a grape?
In a grate.
In a grate.
A grate in the ground. There was a knife in it.
Yeah?
It was, you know, a small time in my life when I had to collect little knives to protect myself.
What did it look like?
It was kind of rounded, and it had this ball pin at the end of it, and a blade came right out of it.
Yeah?
I think it was +2 to +5 dexterity skills, and it defended you against, I don't know, below 6-inch creatures.
Well, that can possibly be a thing. One time, in a galaxy long time ago, I did that. It was pretty cool. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta go to galaxies.
Yeah.
Whether it's current, future, past, present, you gotta go there.
Yes, one time we were, the story goes though, we were in an area of reputable size and of people where they were small, and their toilets were very tiny, and dumps of normal size didn't quite go down in there.
So you had a growler on board, and you basically wrecked their civilization.
Because you had to make a bigger hole for your growler to go. Basically, and then it caused to a mishap where basically they kind of fell in because they weren't big enough to fit.
They didn't have scientists to provide bigger houses.
When you're trying to poop in the size of a nickel, you gotta basically like cut a bigger hole.
Rough Rider style.
You know, and then they fall in. Well, hello, folks. It's your old pal Uncle Bill here, and I got some good flavor come out of the smoky Appalachian Mountains. Are you folks and kiddies ready for a batch of Uncle Bill's edible mammal bits in beautiful barbecue flavor? That's right. Uncle Bill's got a new flavor of Uncle Bill's mammal bites, and all types of animals like them. Sheep like them. Zebras like them. Giraffes like them. Marsupials like them. Afghani tree sloths like them. That's right. And don't forget, my Aunt Evelyn, she devil likes them. Your third cousin, Betty Sue, who might be your uncle, she likes them. Everybody likes good taste of Uncle Bill's edible mammal bites.
Welcome back, folks. Uncle Bill, you know what? I just can't appreciate enough the great products that you have provided and brought to us.
Yeah, I mean, he is a provider of great things, and, you know, whether it be a tasty tribute or delicious tidbit of deliciousness, he does a little bit of all of it. He brings it to you.
He pays tribute to fitness as well. Not only does he provide great products that you can eat, but it helps your fitness. My cardio is up 25% because of edible mammal bites.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely...
That's a fact.
I get ripped and jacked, you know what I mean? I mean, just doing those 16-ounce curls, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just a hardcore day job, you know?
And that's a lot of work when you have contracts that you have to take out before day's end.
Yeah,
If you don't have something to get you through that feelings, you're going to not ever succeed.
I know. I mean, when you have things to do, you need to do those things. And that things need to get done. And occasionally they do. Like today, we need to talk to a very important guest. The brother of Dan Manley.
Oh my God, folks. This tragedy has erupted across the entire world because of the loss of Dan Manley.
I know, you took it pretty hard.
I did take it hard.
I know.
I never got that photo.
We almost didn't do the show.
No.
But we didn't want to tell you guys that because at the time we had to be strong.
We did.
And, you know, but now it's time for the emotions to come out. And
it's hard, but that's okay because we have someone here.
Who knows?
Dan Manley, closely and personally. Very special guest, folks. I want to welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to Stan Manley. Welcome to Thought Hour After Dark, Stan Manley.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, you know, there's been some tragedy over the last few months, but...
Did you guys hear about my win last night? I mean, we won I won. I'm the champion. I got the kitty cup. The kitty bowl is mine. First time.
Yeah, I've heard some stuff, you know, about people winning in life, you know, but it's hard out there. How... Can I ask you something?
Yeah, we want to know these things.
How many cups did Dan Manley actually win?
Well, I won the last one. We just had it.
You did say something about that, yeah. and that's good, but...
We're not here to talk about Dan. We're here to talk about my legacy and my awesomeness here.
A legacy has happened, yes, it's very true.
Yeah, I mean, but we want to know, how many has Dan won?
Well, my brother, he won 7 Battle Cat Racing Championships.
Which I believe is a record and probably won't ever be matched.
Yeah.
In the history of Battle Cat Racing,
as good as him.
No, but he can top that level of... commitment.
Hey, you don't want to... my brother, he wasn't as good as people think he is. I'm good. I'm the winner. Didn't you just see my performance? I outraced all the Battle Cat competitors.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you did good. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, pat on the back to your accomplishments nonetheless, but what was it like growing up with Dan Manley?
Well, Dan Manley was... Everybody liked him.
I like Dan Manley.
I did too.
I wish Dan Manley was here.
And he always was first in line at supper. He
looked well fed.
Yeah,
he did.
And Dad let him pick out all the house pets. I mean,
which was probably a cat. That's what probably got him in the early stages of it. Why did you get into battle cat racing?
Well, because my brother he was good, and I wanted to be just like him when I grew up. I thought it would be a good idea to be almost like him.
I can imagine people want to accomplish things that are unachievable.
Yeah, and so you were saying he was the one who picked the cats in the house, and he got to choose the stuff, and everyone liked him. Did you have a lot of friends when you were in school?
Well, a lot of people liked me because I was Dan's brother, and I had a lot of friends hung out with me, but they kind of, most of the time, just wanted to be around him, but
I mean, who wouldn't want to be around him?
I want to be around him right now.
I wish he was here.
As you can see, we have this dynamic part of our wall is completely dedicated to the memory of Dan Manley.
I know. Can you not see the homage of him?
Yeah, I see that. Maybe one of these days you guys will get a picture of me up in here.
No, we won't.
No, this is permanent. Pretty much right There's here. A good possibility we might go the whole rest of the wall. This kind of just started off as possibly a mosaic of Dan Manley. And I'm thinking more about kind of extending outward about all his trophies and all his accomplishments.
Yeah.
Because Dan Manley was the greatest there ever was, will be. Done. Dan Manley.
Well, I mean, if you didn't watch last Thursday, I won, you know.
No, I deleted it from my EVR. I deleted it.
Well, I mean, who would want to watch you winning anything? We wanted to see Dan Manley win, you know. We were just hoping they would do the video tribute, which they did. That was the best part of the show.
Well, actually, and folks, what I honestly did, I didn't watch the Battle Cat Racing. I plugged in my video game console, and I played, and I had Dan Manley win.
Oh, yeah?
I had Dan Manley win. I can come out and say it's true. I had him win. So
you self-simulated the Battle Cat. You were playing some IBR 2012, and you were...
I simulated the victory in the Calico 400.
I in real life did. I mean, there was 25,000 people who saw me win. I mean, I'm awesome.
That's cool. That's good.
So, Dan, back to your brother Dan. We want to know, how was... I mean, was he popular with the ladies? Did all the chicks dig that guy? I mean, how did that work? I mean, we know... We heard of the swagger that your bro had. I mean, was it true?
Well... Dan had definitely, girls did like him. My first 6 girlfriends all left me for him.
Makes sense.
You know, well.
You're kind of short in stature, too. Dan Manley, did you get picked on a lot? I'm sorry to interrupt whatever you're talking about, but Dan Manley he probably had to protect you a lot, correct?
No, he actually just kind of let me get beat up because he said I needed to man up and be more manly, and my dad wouldn't be proud. And so I tried to be just like his brother, but like him, and it just was tough.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'd be hard to live up to
the manliness
of Daniel Manley.
Well, not only that, to be a manly, to be a Dan Manley, you have to live up to the name, and he did good by teaching you what he taught you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he did teach me a lot. I mean, as you can tell, I did win the cup yesterday. I mean, I'm a champion.
Well, you
now.
Know, it was nice meeting you, Stan Manley. You got to come back sometime and maybe tell us about your ventures and your brother and stuff. But anyways, folks.
Yeah, we definitely want to know more about your brother. We'd be interested in you coming back, maybe giving us a lowdown, telling us more about Dan Manley. That would be cool.
I would appreciate that.
Well, we could talk about my win.
Well, thank you very much. And that was... It was an honor to have you on the show.
Yeah, that was. I mean, we got to talk to the brother of Dan Manley.
What an honor. Yeah. You know, it's good to know that even in death, he can still make us happy.
I was entertained just knowing that that guy was near him and just, you know, hearing some of them stories, hearing the things that Dan would do and how awesome Dan was.
He took care of cats at a young age.
Yeah.
It was instilled into him.
Yeah, I mean, he bred the Battle Cat from a young age. His dad was a famous Battle Cat racer that died in the 60s. And
he kept the Manley name strong. It's unfortunate that the Manley name has had to die.
Yeah, you know.
That disappoints me. I think Battle Cat Racing, you know, it's definitely taken a great fall. You know, I hope someday that they can recover.
Well, hopefully they can. Maybe there might be a bright star in the future of the Manley family that might be an up-and-comer that might really make the name proud.
Yeah, I hope for that because, you know, Dan Manley, what a great man.
Yeah, I mean, and his family deserves to have a winner and a champion under their name, you know? A high-caliber, top-notch professional Battle Cat racer.
Every family deserves that.
Yeah, and, you know, hopefully one day it'll happen.
Yeah, I know in the Miller family... I've accomplished some things.
Yeah, you know.
I bring that to the table.
Yeah. So it happens.
Yeah.
I bring lots of things to the table. Like Parcheesi. Have we played Parcheesi this week?
We did.
Yeah.
A victory was secured.
Yeah. We did play a killer game of Pictionary earlier today.
That's true.
And that was pretty intense.
We pretty much drawed the fate of any guest that we're going to have ever again.
Yeah, and if you can see right now... Okay, hold on.
He's actually drawing something very amazing right now.
Just for you guys.
Just for you guys. That was just drawn.
There you go. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know?
Right there.
Right there.
That was the greatest thing that's ever happened for you folks. I'm glad you're appreciating it.
You know? That's art of the mind.
You know what I gotta honestly say?
What?
This episode has a vintage feel.
It does. It's like a retro-rific, taste-olific...
We are antiquing right now.
I know. I mean, it's like the antique roadshow, and like we are like high-class quality merchandise. That
we are.
You know?
We're gaining such stature and prowess.
And I want to give a shout-out to all the people who find this in the time capsule in the year 30,033. What's up?
Yeah.
Glad you were able to catch this episode of Thought Out Dark.
Yeah. I know it's taken you quite a while to get to enjoy this episode, and it's been dark out there for a long time, but now you got some light.
Yeah, and I hope you guys appreciate that. Because we worked hard for put this out for you guys.
We really do.
Yeah. You know,
we put a lot of work. You know, Deckard Cain's had to bust some heads. He's had to have his head busted, too.
And you know what? Those North Rigongulans aren't that bad people. So, really, you know, they're not as bad as it looks.
They take care of each other.
Yeah. So, the Rigongulans, they're okay. You know, so everything will be okay with you guys.
Are you having some kind of disdain feelings?
Don't worry about it.
How about some spots under your arms, maybe behind your legs?
Don't worry about it.
Is that pain bothering you and you would really like to put something on it that'll take care of it?
I'm not worrying about it.
Try this topical cream. Take this topical cream and rub it under your armpits.
Don't worry about it.
Rub it on your eyes.
Don't worry about it.
Rub it on your scalp.
I'm not worrying about it.
Even on your nipples.
Don't worry about it at all.
And after that, there will be no pain or problems.
I'm not worrying about it.
From Blanco.
Do you feel the need for... extra security? How about you get yourself some insurance? So you can guarantee that 100% that everything will go just right.
Well, I had problems when my wife died, and I thought I had premium life insurance, and I found out that it wasn't real and it was a Ponzi scheme, and they took all my money from me, and I had to sell my wife, my house, my kids, my car, and everything I owed just to pay the funeral costs. Well, if I had some insurance, that wouldn't be the problem. My wife's bills would be paid, and I wouldn't be homeless on the streets. Thank God there's insurance, so this won't happen to you.
Insurance. So you can get one of our guaranteed to be 100% insured policies.
Not available in New Jersey.
And now for the continuing adventures of... Richard Steele in This Hole Gets Plugged Up, Part 2.
Why don't you sit there and be quiet? It's all over for you. I'm done with this. I've explained what I can.
Why are you doing this? I just don't understand.
How many times do I have to tell you? You've got 3 minutes. Enjoy it.
Oh, no. This is the end. Oh, no, Aunt Jemima. Jemima. I just don't know what I would do. I'm losing everything. I wish Steele was here. If only Steele was here, everything would be better. He always seems to save the day.
What's going on? Are you in a...
Three holes, are you in there?
Yeah, Steele, I'm in here.
Somebody locked the front door. I'm gonna come right in. I'm almost there.
Okay. Help, I don't have much time.
What's going on in here?
I'm strapped to a bomb.
Oh, no, you only got 3 minutes.
I'm gonna blow.
It's all, you're down to 2.5 minutes,
don't race. I'm tired of this. Let's go.
All right, let me see if I can look at the bomb here.
Untie this ropes. Quickly, Steele.
All right, I got you untied here, dollface.
Oh, good. Can you carry me? I'm a bit bigger today.
Hold on, dear. I gotta check to make sure I gotta try to save the bowling alley.
Well, the bowling alley's ready to blow, Steele. We gotta go.
You got 2 minutes. I can see what I can do here. I'll try to get these wires.
Oh, come on, Steele. Use your teeth.
I just can't figure it out. I can't figure it out, dollface. It's not gonna work out here.
This could be the end.
You know, we're just gonna have to get out of here. You're gonna have to lose the bowling alley, honey.
The bowling alley's all I got.
Well, it's gonna have to go.
I'll be homeless. I'll have nothing.
All right, get on my back. We've gotta get out of here.
Okay, Steele.
All right, let's go. Are you okay?
I'm okay, but... it's all I had, Steele. Where will I go?
Well, I'm sorry, dear. I couldn't defuse the bomb. So I only got one idea for you.
Yeah,
but you come back to my place.
Oh, yeah.
You can stay with me tonight.
I don't want to impose, still.
I ain't worried about it, Dolly. You're going to be coming home with me, and I'll take good care of you.
All right.
I'm going to find the man who did this. Please, you telling me it was Dynamite?
It was Dynamite. He came in with some motives from the toe.
That toe, he's been messing around my
he
city.
He wanted the bowling alley, and I wouldn't give, still. I won't be plugged.
First Ricketts. And then you?
I know this town in Wilford is turning so bad, Steele.
I can't believe it. My city. Richard Steele City. Used to be a safe place to live, honey. Used to be a safe place for the kids. Now, not so much. I'm gonna get these punks.
Oh, Steele, something's gotta be done. Something's gotta be done. I don't even think Scrooge can handle this.
Well, it's gonna take the army. It doesn't matter. I'm gonna make sure we get the Joe out of the city.
But Dynamites is just as dangerous, though.
Oh, Dynamites is not as bad as you think, Dollface.
He hit me, Steele.
What? He laid a hand on you?
He laid a big hand on me, Steele.
Oh, I'm gonna make that punk pay.
Steele, I gotta go lay down. It's been a long night.
Let's go back to the car. Let's get in this car, and let's go back to my place. You just lay down here on the seat and take a rest, dear face.
Thank you, Steele.
On the way back to my house. I can't believe it. First, my best friend gets brutally attacked, and I have to save the day. Then, when I'm filling out that damn paperwork that Scroats got me doing, this dang thing happens to my best girl, Jenny Three Holes. Well, I'm gonna solve this case. I'm gonna figure out what's going on. I ain't gonna take this anymore. I'm just tired. I haven't been getting sleep. I've been drinking too much. And this is just making it hard on my ticker.
Steele!
What do you want?
You need to report to this office immediately, Steele.
Let me take the doll face dame. Three Holes needs to go back to my house after the explosion. And then I'll be right in.
All right. Take care of her, Steele.
Well, let's just say she's so worn out from this excursion that she won't even wake up when we get back to my house. And let's just tell you, she ain't a small dame carrying up three flights of stairs. But I get her into bed, and she's the sweetest piece of chocolate that I've ever seen with my eyes. But I gotta go down and see the chief, and I'll be able to take care of her later this evening.
Continuing next week on the adventures of Richard Steele.
Whoa!
Welcome back, folks.
I'm back.
To what has been nostalgic presence.
I'm back in time, dude.
We've traveled.
You know what I'm saying?
We've traveled in a car that you don't even have.
Because I'm going back in time.
We're
going
to go back in time.
That's right, you know what I mean? I am taking a hoverboard all the way back to the first episodes of my mind.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ride a dinosaur.
You know, you can do that.
I can. I can.
Are you going to do that in California?
Go to California and ride it. You will never find that.
Yeah.
You will never find that.
I haven't found it yet.
I don't intend on it.
I was looking. The great Abraham Lincoln once went to the Sierra Desert and tried to look for it, and he couldn't find it.
I was once told that I had control of the entire world, but I controlled it with Butterfingers.
Yeah? That's right. Now, did you have Butterfingers and you dropped the control of the world?
You know, actually, that's exactly what happened, folks. I'm not going to lie. I had multiple Butterfingers in my hands.
Yeah.
Because I like to consume.
Yes.
I'm not afraid to consume, especially Butterfingers.
Dual-faced.
I dual-wield, and I dual-munch.
Yeah,
that's how I throw
it down. Bart Simpson has nothing on his technique.
No, he does not know nothing of my Butterfingers.
Okay.
And I slipped and lost the control, and I proved myself to be a fool.
And oopsie-daisy.
People were hurt.
Yeah.
It was a tragic day.
I heard about it once.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. It was bad.
That could have happened, but I actually went to page 38 instead of page 37. And when I went to page 38, it actually didn't happen, and he actually controlled the thing on my book. So, you know.
That's
good. Yeah.
It probably saved my life, you know.
It did.
I mean, really, there's multiple things that will come out of eating that many Butterfingers.
That's the adventure I chose.
That's good.
You know what I mean? So.
That's good. That got me out of that predicament.
Yeah.
It's like I found a rope or something, climbed out. I was good to go.
Yeah, I went to, you know, the additional page. The options were there. And, you know, one way, but I kept the bookmark, and it helped.
Yeah. So if I ever need to get back into that situation, like, if I really need a Butterfinger, you got my back.
I basically do.
That's, you know, folks.
I'm like a parachute, you know.
I gotta say for a moment, folks, Thought Hour's had a lot of different co-hosts, different hosts that have joined, but Ninja Steve knows what's up.
I have been known to know what's up.
And legitimately.
My knowledge of the what's upness is far superior to the average person's knowledge of what upness is.
World traveled and world found.
Yes, so when the what up is called, I am thoroughly involved in, thoroughly indulged in the multi-levels of knowledge of the what upness.
There is speculation that you have traveled through time.
I might be a grandmaster of what upness.
It's true.
Yeah.
And through being what's up.
Yeah.
So much what's up. That Ron Killings himself will tattoo it on his thigh.
Yeah. And Ron,
put that in your rap song.
Yeah, Ron Killings, you owe me money for that.
You do.
You know.
I mean, a lot of people owe Thought Hour and Ninja Steve and Wazis Miller money, but you know what? Who doesn't owe us money?
You people out there listening to this.
You don't, because we do this for you.
So if you've heard this, we don't owe you any money.
That's right.
That's right.
That's a tax write-off you can take to the bank.
Yeah, that's right. So
that's almost like having insured insurance.
Yeah.
We kind of do that.
Yeah, we almost do.
We do.
Yeah, so if you heard this, then we don't owe you anything.
Right.
Yeah.
That's 100% guaranteed.
Yeah, exactly. We're just giving. You know, I'm constantly giving. Well, my buddy Wassis.
I constantly, you know, will give as
we
well.
We will give, and, you know.
And you may take.
Yes.
You may take.
Yeah.
But just always remember, bring somebody else to take as well.
Yeah. Don't be the only taker.
Yeah.
Share the taking.
You get other people, maybe two, maybe seven, people together in a small room, show them where to take from, and you can all take.
Yeah. You know, I am known to been taker of things, you mm-hmm. know.
You don't even have to single file line in.
No, you don't.
Or file your fingers. Uh-uh. We're not going to judge.
It doesn't matter if it's a chili cheese hot dog pocket. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter.
No.
You can do it.
We accept that for what it is.
Yeah.
We put it in the food. It
doesn't matter.
And it's cooked.
It doesn't matter.
No.
But it might matter. But it doesn't matter to you.
What about 12 years from now?
Well, in 12 years, I really got to say this, folks. It's going to be tough. You know, 12 years from now isn't going to be now. And we've seen what happens in 12 years. And it's not what it is now. It's definitely different. I mean, there's things that have changed.
Shifts
have happened.
And
for all the people who are listening to this 12 years from now, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, you're already experiencing it.
You feel us when you explain the oddness that's happening out there.
So are you ready, folks?
Yeah.
Let's tell them. You ready?
What?
Let's tell them what happens in 12 years.
I think they can handle it.
Right now, folks.
All
right.
It's like...